Speakers at the ceremony praised Kim Jong-il, who died on December 17th, for his economic policies, despite the widespread shortages of food in North Korea, and for his defense of the nation and his military skills, particularly his pursuit of nuclear weapons. His successor and youngest son, Kim Jong-un, stood quietly in the cold on a balcony, wearing a thick, dark blue overcoat. He did not speak. But one senior political official declared that the young Kim is now the supreme leader of the party, the military, and the people. And a senior general pledged the military's loyalty to the son, vowing to defend him with their lives. At noon, the throng bowed their heads in silent tribute, and sirens and horns blared in Pyongyang for 3 minutes. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.